Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today, I'm joined by Dayan Yitzchak Grossman, senior lecturer and writer for the Beis Avad, and Rosh Chabura of the Greater Washington Community Kollel. In discussing partnerships, shutfas, so how does it work when we're dealing with what in modern terms we call a corporation? How does that affect halacha? So, for example, if I own shares of Walmart, so does that make me a partner in Walmart now? And if Walmart has chametz on the shelves on Pesach, so that's chametz that I own on Pesach, or if I have shares in a bank and the bank charges ribbis or pays ribbis, so am I now charging ribbis? Or can we look at the bank or the store Walmart or the corporation as like its own entity, it's its own person, and it's not me that's owning the assets or paying the ribbis? And does it make a difference how much of an owner I am, how many shares I have, how big of a stake, or how much power I have if I'm on the board or if I'm just a shareholder? Does any of that make a difference?
So this is a very important and controversial question. What makes it difficult is that obviously we don't have clear and direct precedents in the Gemara and Rishonim because corporations didn't really exist back then. Corporations are a fairly modern innovation. They've been around for several centuries, but they became really ubiquitous, a real feature of modern life, only about a century or two ago. So the real discussion of corporations only begins in the Achronim of the 19th and 20th century. And therefore, we have major debates about this. There were poskim who held that halacha does recognize the same concept of a corporation as the modern legal system does, the corporation as a separate legal entity, an ishiyut mishpatit, an entity that can be a person in court, that can sue, that can own property, and that therefore insulates the shareholders from the underlying assets regarding chametz of Pesach, regarding if the corporation is doing melacha on Shabbos. It's not you owning chametz on Pesach, it's the company owning chametz on Pesach. It's not you doing melacha on Shabbos, it's the company is doing melacha on Shabbos. Rochelle Weingart was perhaps the leading proponent of this view, that we recognize the corporation as a separate legal entity and it's not simply a partnership between the shareholders. Many other Achronim, though, disagreed. They said there's simply no precedent in Talmud and Halacha for such a thing. Halacha has no notion of a separate legal entity. Rav Shmuel Vosner and Shevet Alevi and Moshe Sternbach, they both said there's no such thing. Halacha doesn't recognize the concept of a separate legal entity, and we can't make it up. We have to view it as some kind of partnership. Now, with regard to ribbis, for example, with regard to individual halachas, there are ways to approach the question and make it different from a partnership, even if the corporation really is a glorified partnership. So, for example, ribbis. Insofar as the partners don't have personal liability, the halachas of ribbis might thereby be affected. So we can make individual arguments in individual areas of halacha that would change the status of a corporation from that of a ordinary partnership without going as far as Rav Weingart and saying that it's a separate legal entity. But whether it's a separate legal entity is a machlokas. Many poskim don't accept that we can make up such a thing. The question becomes, what about, again, in Malchus Adina, what about the fact that if the law recognizes such a thing, maybe halacha should incorporate that? So here again, we have a machlokas. We have some poskim who say that's a plausible idea, that if the law recognizes the corporate form, halacha will as well. Other poskim have various arguments against that, including the idea that, again, that we don't accept the law of the land when it flatly contradicts in Torah. Once again, that's a major machlokas, and therefore one definitely could make a case that even if one doesn't accept Rav Weingart's position that corporations actually exist in halacha, one definitely could make the argument that we would recognize them under the principle of Din Malchus Adina. As to whether we distinguish between various types of ownership, various types of shareholders and corporations, Moshe Feinstein has a famous distinction between real, meaningful shareholders who have a large stake in the corporation, who intend to influence its direction and control it and vote, and between minor shareholders who, even though they technically can vote, you get those requests to vote once a year sometimes in the proxy statements and so on, you can vote, but you have no real influence. You're a drop in the bucket. You don't intend to have any influence when you bought the shares. So Ramosha said, even though that might legally still be called the same equity as the big shareholder, Ramosha said, that's not ownership at all. That's simply investment, while a larger shareholder would actually be a partnership. I always found that this distinction a little hard to understand. It's the same equity. One guy just has more of it, and one guy has $1 million, one guy has $1, it's the same dollars, just one guy has more dollars. But that's where Ramosha held that the That's where Moshe held that the amount of shares you have qualitatively, whether you have enough to influence the corporation, is a major factor. Other poskim distinguish between voting shares and non-voting shares, and there are poskim who make such distinctions, but in general, the status of a corporation is something that is greatly debated among poskim of the last two centuries.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.